Welcome to Lockdown to Legacy, stories from the inside out. I'm your host, Remy Jones.
And I am co-host, Debbie Jones. We're a husband and wife team here to bring you the real life stories, experiences, and questions around the American criminal justice system. We do advise discretion with this podcast. I think we should put that out there first and foremost.
Yes.
We are going to talk about experiences that happen inside the prison system, outside of prison systems. We will use language that might be offensive, but we intend to keep it real. And if that's not for you, we totally understand. But please do what's best for your listening ears.
Oh, we about to keep it real, son. Our goal of this podcast is to share the inside realities of the American prison and criminal justice system, from pre-charges all the way to post-release, from the voices of those who've experienced it firsthand, including me.
That's right. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Lockdown Legacy. I'm your host, Remy Jones, and this is the last episode of 2023. Like to give a big shout out to all of our steady, loyal listeners and a big thank you as well. As you know, we do host our podcast on Buzzsprout, and they were cool enough to do something wonderful. It is called Backtrack 2023. And in that, they did a full recap of our podcast stats. And it was pretty cool. We did 48 episodes this year, which, you know, gives us the weekly warrior tag. And they say that our podcast grew by 826%. So for that, I would like to thank you all, man. That is awesome. That is a great stat indeed. I can't even begin to say how grateful I am for that. And for all you, I mean, I can tell, you know, as I said before, I can tell where our loyal fan base is. And then it's always surprising to me, too, to notice a few listens pop up here and there. In other countries, you know. So this year we have been listened to in 19 countries, which is mind blowing to me. That earns us the Jet Setter tag. Our top five countries were the United States, of course. Second, followed by Canada. We got 42 listeners in Canada, 13 in Germany, 4 in Russia, and 3 in the UK. So that's huge. Now, I know of at least, you know, I know of one in Germany. but the rest is like kind of big. And it's a big surprise that we have such listeners in Canada, which I didn't even know of. So shout out to you guys, man. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to Germany, Russia, UK, and all the other countries that we're starting to catch on in, man. That's really cool. And so we got a few top episodes too, which, in my opinion, I was also surprised because, you know, they're not my favorites, but they're your favorites. And that's what matters. Number one was our Vacation Unbelievable Part 2, followed by Prison Education Programming. Number 3 is Visitation, and then number 4 is Vacation Unbelievable Part 1, and 5th was Trading Bars for Cars, the Sullivan Rogers story from our Summer Legacy series. So shout out to Sullivan. You know, he was gracious enough to come on here, man. As I said before, he was one of my first mentors and really set me on the right track for success after I came home from prison. And then the rest of those, man, if y'all ain't checked them out, I mean, they're top on the list for a reason. It's good content there. So you go ahead and, give it a listen. You know, for all you new listeners, please feel free, go to our socials, you know, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, you know, drop a line, let us know how you like it. And also for all of our, legacy listeners, you know, if you guys got any new ideas that you want to see us, you know, possibly do for 2024, same thing, you know, hit us up, socials, email, you know, stories@lockdownlegacy.com, and let us know, man. I'm open. So I'm, like I said before, 826% growth in 2023, which is huge, you know, and we're still trying to figure out some new stuff, to do to continue that growth. 19 countries, man, that's huge. 48 episodes. And we're going to keep it coming. You know, we're going to keep it coming for 2024 and beyond. So new, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention lately. I've been trying to do more episode art. So that's something new that I'm trying out. Like I said before, in a few episodes back, you know, I'm going to try to start posting stuff monthly, which will give you guys a heads up of what episodes are coming out. So, you know, the episode art, a schedule, and also I'm going to try to get some type of form or application process for people who might be interested in being on the podcast. Because we love guests. So be looking forward to that. And we're also looking for some structure changes. So if you guys haven't noticed, I went in and changed some of the titles for our Warren episodes. And so that segment is going to be called Warren's Wisdom. And then I'm going to try to get Wise back on here because I got some good feedback about Wise too. So apparently you guys love our correspondence on the inside. So that's going to be Warren's Wise's World and Warren's Wisdom. So we're going to try to bring those back in regularly. You know, of course, Warren is already a monthly contributor. So we're going to try to do the same thing with Wise. He's got some guys on the inside that are doing poetry. So he's actually trying to recreate another branch of the Poetic Companions in the prison he's in now. And so we're going to try to do it to where, you know, the standout participants can also be featured on the show every now and then to showcase their talent. I think that'd be pretty cool, pretty dope. So with all that being said of, you know, what's coming up, let's talk about this is the end of another year. And, you know, the relevance of that is time. You know, we got a lot of people on the inside doing time. And in some ways, it's no different than out here, you know. Me, myself, I just went and had a physical done at the doctor and stuff. And, you know, I done gained some weight, man. I done gained some weight since I got out. When I got out of prison in 2018, I was 204 pounds. I had just lost 20 pounds. I was pretty solid on the muscle side, man. I was helping like personal train guys. I was pretty strict on my eating and, you know, life started lifing. Yeah, I'm not going to front, man. Life started lifing. I got real focused on work and less focused on what I eat and how much. And so, to be all the way transparent, man, I gained about 80 pounds. Whew. You know, but, you know, you know, back then my whole mind state was I got nothing but time. So I would work out like 2 or 3 hours a day. And not saying that I need to do that again, but I did have a lot of, discipline and self determination when it came to like making change, positive change. So when I said, I'm not eating this anymore, like I gave up beef and pork in 2016 for no reason other than that I wanted to see what the side effects would be. And it was cold turkey. Like I was just like, nah, I'm not eating that no more. And I love beef and pork, man. I love a steak. I love some ribs. I love bacon, but you know, I gave it up. So I'm trying to find a morsel of that, discipline again. So for 2024, you know, I'm making the New Year's resolutions and stuff to get back to being active, man. I played basketball a lot. I played soccer, played softball. So there's no reason why I can't do that. Even with family, like, that's just an excuse. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll shout y'all out, you know, some updates and stuff of how it's going. That'll be a way to keep me accountable to it as well. Try to rope DJ in, you know, she's got her own goals. And, you know, we can all be accountable to each other and you guys can keep us accountable as well. But with that being said, I don't know. I'm not going to go so far as like to share pictures of what I was and what I am, but it's a big difference, man. It's a big difference. And I also had that same discipline and self-determination when it came to stuff like education, reading, you know, working out, like I said, and keeping in touch with people. So that's another thing I want to do for 2024. Keep in touch with my friends, with my family. And also, I want to work diligently on this podcast because I know that you guys like it. And I know that there's a difference when I'm on my game and when I'm not. So my goal is to be on my game in all of those areas. And, you know, no excuses, man. There's no reason for that. We can keep it moving. Like, in another aspect of this, you could say, like, you only get old when you start acting old, when you stop moving, you know? You stop moving, you start getting rusty. Like, that's not me. So I'm going to kick it up, you know? I'm going to kick it up a notch. And in all of that, I want to get my kids involved. That's another way to keep me accountable, too, is because I got to set a good example for my kids. So my oldest daughter is a pretty good swimmer. You know, she's out there breaking records every week at swim practice, and I love it. And so I need to be a good example for her and also the kids under her that, you know, living an active lifestyle is great. And most of the records that she's breaking are against herself. So she's like, you know, I shave X amount of seconds off my lap time, you know, all this stuff. And I love that because I've always been very competitive with myself. So I need to keep that going and instill that in them. And shout out to all my dudes inside, all my ladies inside who, you know, this year's coming to a close. We're starting a new one. We got goals for the next year. We always trying to be better. On the inside is the best place to have goals because it's the easiest place to sit and stagnate. I knew many people, including myself for a few years, that, you know, it's easy to just sleep in. It's easy to just, you know, stay up until 1 a.m. doing absolutely nothing and then sleep in until, you know, noon. Like, it's horrible. So on the inside, man, you guys keep in contact with your people on the inside. Make sure you motivate them. Make sure that you, you know, converse with them and ask, like, what they want out of the new year. And then try to foster that and keep motivating them throughout the year and vice versa. Because I'm going to tell you right now, even behind prison bars, I was there for a lot of people. I was that person that kept people accountable. People wanted to lean on me. So even if you think like, yeah, they're in prison, they can't do nothing for me, that's not true. Like, they can be just as much as a support for you as you could be for them, you know? So with that said, this is the last episode of the year. Once again, I would like to thank everybody, all of our Lockdown and Legacy listeners, anybody, of course, anybody who has shared the podcast, because I feel like that is the majority of the growth. It's very organic. It's like, you know, word of mouth. And that is huge because people who you know trust your judgment. And if you tell them, hey, this is something good to listen to, of course, they're going to check it out as opposed to a commercial or a Facebook post or anything like that. So thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. And like I said, we're going to come back 2024 bigger and better, and we're going to keep that growth going. Check out the post. I'm going to post a graphic from Buzzsprout where it shows the, those key stats that I just mentioned. And that's it, guys. Thank you. Love you. Peace.
The Lockdown to Legacy podcast is proud to be a part of the Buzzsprout podcast community network. Lockdown to Legacy is recorded at Cohatch in their lovely audiophile room. Thanks for your scholarship. Audio engineering is done by our very own Remy Jones. You can reach us with any feedback, questions, comments, or share the love by emailing stories@lockdown2legacy.com. stories@lockdown2legacy.com. You can reach out there too for a free sticker. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @lockdown2legacy and on Facebook @the Lockdown to Legacy podcast. Thanks for listening.